Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Record mobile data usage on New Year's Eve, with O2 Telefónica transmitting 5.7 million gigabytes amid a surge of digital greetings. Growing concerns over AI-generated media challenging the credibility of public discourse and prompting calls for updated regulatory measures. And Swisscom beginning its 3G shutdown as the mobile network landscape continues its evolution.
Handelsblatt, Telterref.de, and Heise.de report that German mobile networks experienced record data usage on New Year's Eve. According to Handelsblatt and Heise.de, between 8 p.m. and 3 a.m., Vodafone's network transmitted approximately 4.5 million gigabytes, Deutsche Telekom's network 3.9 million gigabytes, and O2 Telefónica recorded 5.7 million gigabytes. Despite a modest 3.6% increase, largely due to the migration of several million 1&1 customers to Vodafone. The surge in data traffic was driven by a flood of digital New Year greetings, including high-resolution selfies, streaming videos, and video calls, with one report even comparing the recorded volume to nearly 200 years of HD Netflix content. Insights from Telterref.de also indicate that on the O2 network, uploads surged dramatically immediately after midnight, multiplying by 2.6 times within the first 15 minutes, and resulting in roughly 885,000 gigabytes transmitted during the first hour of the new year, complemented by detailed regional data usage figures in cities like Berlin, Hamburg, Munich, Cologne, and Frankfurt. Both Handelsblatt and Heise.de note that traditional telephone calls also saw a significant increase at midnight, with more than 7 million calls registered in the first hour, while another Telterref.de article pointed out Vodafone's overall data record, with a 50% increase compared to the previous year, fueled by an expanded 5G network, fewer dead zones, and the influx of new customers. Overall, the reports illustrate a strong demand for mobile connectivity during the festive period, driven by enhanced network coverage and a renewed emphasis on digital communication and entertainment.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung presents a thorough analysis discussing how the unregulated spread of media content produced with or entirely by artificial intelligence, AI, may undermine the foundations of democratic public discourse. The article explains that the traditional markers of credibility and significance are disappearing amidst a surging flood of information, making it increasingly difficult for the general public to discern which sources can be trusted. It emphasizes that the rapid incorporation of AI into media production not only challenges established media business models, but also forces a rethinking of legal frameworks and regulatory measures to preserve the core values of an informed society. The piece calls for urgent political actions to implement new forms of regulation that set clear responsibilities for all content producers, whether their work is generated by humans or by machines, so as to secure public debate and cultural diversity. The author, Karsten Brosda, argues that Europe must accelerate efforts to develop its own technological competence and craft a third way in digital innovation, one that is open, societally centered, and collaborative, rather than solely relying on profit-driven models from the United States or state-influenced approaches from China. In addition, the article stresses the need to update long-standing media regulations, such as those related to copyright protection and media oversight, to effectively address the digital era's challenges. The publication further discusses concrete measures like better labeling of AI-generated content and revising the roles and responsibilities of media intermediaries, emphasizing that these steps are crucial for maintaining a fair and competitive media landscape. Overall, the report from the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung underlines that adapting the legal and regulatory environment is essential for ensuring democratic integrity and safeguarding the quality and variety of information in the digital age.
The article from computerbild.de outlines that fiber network expansion in Germany remains slow due to outdated construction standards, which complicate the installation of in-house fiber connections from the building's main distribution point to individual apartments and offices. The report explains that these outdated building regulations currently require fiber cables to be installed in under-conduit channels, a method that poses significant challenges in older or historically protected buildings. To overcome these restrictions, Telecom is considering the use of innovative self-adhesive fiber optic cables offered by the Chinese manufacturer Huawei, which can be easily applied to staircase walls and adjusted around corners. The article further details that current fire protection guidelines, such as those in the MLAR, categorize fiber cables alongside power cables, thereby mandating under-conduit installation despite the minimal fire risk posed by fiber optics. Furthermore, Telecom has confirmed collaborating with industry associations like Bitkom and the Bundesverband Glasfaseranschluss e.V. to seek adjustments to these fire safety standards, with a renowned fire safety expert having already verified that the adhesive cables meet all safety requirements, while Huawei has actively engaged with Federal Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger to advocate for the technology's adoption.
Today's briefing highlights recent competitor developments in the mobile network arena. The article from Golem.de reports that Swisscom has started the shutdown of its 3G network at the beginning of the year. The process, which is set to take several weeks, comes on the heels of Sunrise having completed its own 3G phase-out in the summer of 2025, while Salt plans to operate its 3G network until at least the end of 2026. The report explains that although less than 1% of mobile data traffic is carried over Swisscom's 3G network, it still occupies roughly 10% of the available antenna capacity, a situation underlining an inefficient use of existing resources. With about 180,000 customers still relying on 3G, comprising 100,000 private users and additional business clients, the article notes the gradual decline of a technology that once revolutionized mobile connectivity in 2004 with data rates of 384 kilobit per second. The publication from Golem.de also reminds that many devices and applications dependent on earlier technologies, like 2G, have already transitioned to faster networks such as 4G. This measured decommissioning reflects broader industry trends, as seen in Germany, where operators completed their 3G shutdown, aligning with efforts to reallocate frequency resources more efficiently. The careful transition away from legacy networks by competitors such as Swisscom signals an ongoing evolution in mobile infrastructure, a development that merits close attention in the broader context of network modernization.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.